Hey, good morning, everyone. Good to see you. Morning. Welcome. Long weekend. Hopefully Easter was fun. Not too many chocolates. Certainly had a couple myself, which was fun. But we're back at it, aren't we? Tuesday, April 2nd. Welcome, folks, to Wealth Coffee Chats. A few people early in the house here, which is good. James, good morning to you. Brad's popping along. Brad popping along. Get that? See that, Brad? Morning. Bad dad joke. Already early coming out. Jeff, how are you, bud? Good to see you. Fantastic to have you here, as always. If you don't already know, do the quick intros. Jason Witten's my name. Most of you know that, though, which is good news. There's Nev as well. Morning, Nev. Good to see you, mate. Thanks for popping along. Thanks for joining us in the Wealth Coffee Chat, folks. If you're new, like I said before, we get together and do this each weekday. If there's no public holidays, Monday to Friday usually, and we hang out. We talk all things property investing. What's going on, Alex? Good morning to you. We try and keep ourselves on track. You guys know the drill. This thing takes a bit of time to create a property portfolio that is worth it. And there's no get-rich-quick schemes around here, that's for sure. But certainly with property and investing, it takes a little bit of time. But that time, certainly worth it if you go the distance. That's what we talk about around here. So welcome along. If you're new, that's fantastic. If you are new, give us a shout-out in the chat. Let us know. I thought we might talk about something today about paying your home off. Let me know in the chat. Who would like to reduce their home debt faster? The debt on your own home is one of those things that, is an interesting conversation. What's the old adage? The old adage is morning. Go. Allison's here too. We've got Allison in the house. Luke's dropping by. Morning, Luke. Margaret's there as well. You know, the idea that if you got the coffee going on, Margaret, that's good to see. Listen, you know, the idea is that, you know, over time, we might want to reduce some of the debts that we have, which is smart, which is a good idea. How do we do it? How do we do it faster? Then what do we do? So I thought we'd talk about that this morning and, have a little bit of a conversation around debt, good debt and bad debt. Now, let's jump in and make sure we get the gist of things before we dive into, you know, the technical parts of it. You know, there's two parts to this process, or well, there's two pieces to the puzzle. You know, the idea that there is what is called good debt bad debt, good and bad. Anyway, it's debt. Some debt that we have. What's the definition of those two? Put it in the chat for me. Get involved this morning. What is good debt? What is bad debt, folks? Good debt. Well, good debt buys things that go up in value. So the value of the things that you use that debt for goes up in value, right? In the world of real estate, you nice, Luke, crushing it. Well done, man. That deserves a round of applause. Go, Luke. Woo-hoo. Well done, man. Well done. I love it. Right. You know, good debt. Good debt buys something, an asset that goes up in value. Now, the definition of an asset, you know, you can think about that, you know, whatever that might be. However, around here, we talk about residential real estate. It goes up in value. It creates an income, okay, an income that also over time goes up in value and by default gives us some tax deductions. Now, you don't buy property for tax deductions. That's dumb. However, it's a great secondary benefit of owning an asset and you should use it wisely. You know, you hear the talk about, oh, negative gearing is bad. Rubbish. What complete and absolute bullshit. It is what it is. If it changes, well, we'll change our investment strategy. If it's there, then you bloody use it. You know, but anyway, I'm going to get distracted today. Deductions. You get some tax deductions. What is bad debt, folks? Seriously. Bad debt is something you buy. It goes down in value. Down in value. All right, here's a good idea. You know, go buy a jet ski. You get a personal loan. And, you know, literally, or a motorbike, a car. It used to be a car, didn't it? A car's still holding their value right now. You know, you used to buy a car and the moment you drove it off the lot. Anyway, brand new car probably still. I haven't bought one of those in a while. But there you go. It goes down in value. It doesn't create an income. No income. You have to, no income. No income and no deductions. Now, let's talk about our own home. Folks, it's a weird one. It's a weird one. And I put your principal place of residence, your own home, kind of a foot in both camps. All right. Well, maybe not a whole foot in the good debt camp. Well, your own home does not create an income. No income. Matter of fact, that debt on your home reduces your ability to borrow to buy assets. So really, at the end of the day, I call it a bad debt. It has no direct deductions in your world of investing. And that we can tune up your own home, your principal place of residence, your PPR. You can tune your PPR up to being useful, folks, but most people get stuck. It does go up in value. It does go up in value, right? So here's the question, you know, is your principal place of residence a good debt or a bad debt? Well, here's what I say. If you're not using the equity, it all depends on this. If you're not using the equity, then it is firmly, folks, it is firmly 100% a bad debt because it reduces your ability to borrow and invest. Okay, end of story. Now, yeah, you've got to have a place to live and, you know, blah, 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 blah. It's better than nothing. Certainly, it's one of the strategies, your principal place of residence, what I call an upgrade strategy over time. You can kind of supercharge two things that you can have capital gains tax-free in the future, but it does nothing for, you know, 20, 30, 40 years if you don't use its equity. So why am I talking about paying off your debt and then saying it's a bad debt? Well, let's talk about that today, all right? We'll talk about what that means and how we go about this. Here's the general gist of it, team. Here's the general gist, right? You purchase a property. You purchase your, you know, principal place residence. We're going to talk about your PPR today, your home. You have a certain debt, and that is your owner-occupier debt, so your owner-occ debt. And that debt has no tax deductions and no income, right? So you want that debt to go down, okay? That debt immediately, as fast as possible, you want your owner-occupier debt to go down. But at the same time, what else do you have to do? Oh, Tim's in Philippines. How are you, Tim? Good to see ya. Mate, you should pop by the office. We've got a team, a lovely team in the Philippines helping out. Got a positive office over there. Fantastic. Have a good holiday, mate. Have a good holiday. Now, you want to reduce your owner-occupied debt as fast as possible, and you want to, over time, increase what type of debt against your owner-occupier? Well, you want to increase your investment debt, all right? So, investment debt. Oh, that's a terrible-looking property. All right, draw it Nice, Jason. All right. Still terrible. It might even fall over. Now, most of us don't have, you know, a truckload of cash hanging around, folks, do we? So what do? Well, if we need a deposit, so this is the loan on this property. If you get a deposit, so deposit one, once you've paid down enough debt, then your deposit for that one comes in over here. So now you've got investment property number one, right? So as we pay that debt down, you can draw it up. You replace that debt with investment debt for your deposits. Deposit number two, deposit number three. Terrible drawing, but you get the picture, right? You get the picture. Here's how we do it. We create a system of reducing our debt fast, the bad debt down, so we eliminate this debt, that debt gone, and then good debt up, 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 and that gets us our acquisition, our purchasing. And you guys know the drill, minimum 3 to 5 investment properties. The sweet spot is 5 to 7 over a 7 to 10 year period. That's the drill. All right, so how do we do it? Let's get into paying your home off as fast as possible, right? What are the 4 ways to pay your home off, folks? What are the 4 ways to reduce your owner-occupier debt as fast as possible? Chris, good morning. Good to see you, mate. There's one way that's free, basically, right now. Tell me in the chat, what's the number one easiest way to at least pay your debt off a lot faster? You know, you can save up to 5 years or so if you just do this one thing. It's free, basically. What's the easy number one thing that you can do? Cash, yeah. You can put some cash in there for sure, Bob. Don't live it. Rent vest. Hey, that's not a bad idea either. There you go, Bush. Tim's got it. Right. Number one, folks, fortnightly payments. Fortnightly payments. Yeah, and pay weekly or fortnightly. There you go, Bush. All right, Chris is onto it. Number two, the first two, folks, the first two are basically free, but they're free. Some banks and lenders are absolute assholes, maybe actually all of them. Never met a good one, to be honest. Well, you know, they're useful, but when was the last time the bank called you up and said, "Hey, Hayden, Luke, Tim, Allison, you know, here's an idea," and noticed that you're not making enough progress on paying off your loan faster? Let me show you exactly how. Has anyone ever had a phone call from their bank and their loan lender calling up and saying, "Listen, I really want to help you pay your home off heaps faster. Matter of fact, I'd like to show you how to pay it off in under 10 years, 15 years, you know, let's do it." Has anyone ever had a phone call like that? No. I'd fall off my chair if you have. And that's what we do here at Positive, our coaching. You know, we show you, we tell you how to do it faster as we go along. Now, listen, folks, if you haven't, we're doing our Positive get together in the middle of the year up in the Gold Coast. Yeah, only debt collectors have phones. Yeah, you might be right, Alison. We're doing our Positive conference, our Positive summit, folks, getting together for 3 days. Make sure you reach out and get your tickets for that one. It's only around the corner, so make sure you book in. Anyway, stay on track, Jason. A little bit, sell your Bitcoin. Yeah, that could work too. Bitcoin's up, isn't it? Morning, Fritz. Now, listen, fortnightly and an offset account. Offset. All right. These two are free, folks. They're free. Cost you nothing. Okay? Cost you nothing. All right. Let's have a look at how that might work in our favor. What's the other two? What are the other two? You make an extra payment. Okay? Extra payments. Extra payments. And then you do a lump sum. And they're kind of... They're kind of two, but this is sort of, you know, fortnightly, and then, you know, one big sort of one or two lump sum, right? There you go. All right, so let's have a look at this. How does it work when it comes to the calculation process and, you know, how we're going, right? Let's go and have a look at in here. So check this out. I should have said, told you to guess. How much does it cost, folks? How much does it cost for you and I? How much does it cost for you to pay off how much does it cost to pay off a $650,000 loan? You know, what does it cost? Well, if you have a look on the screen there, the interest here costs a $650,000 loan, $650K, paid off over 30 years, costs you $774,080 in interest alone, folks. Now, here's how it works. Here's how you can pay your property off faster and do some pretty simple things. Let's click on this extra payment process here. Now, there's four bits, like we said before. Right, make a fortnightly payment. Now, watch this as we go down. Let me see if I can turn this into the repayment chart here. There we go. Let's have a look at this. All right, so let's do fortnightly. We're at 30 years, $700,000 in interest. All right, let's have a look at this. Fortnightly. Not too bad. You just saved yourself $169,000 in interest, 5 years and 6 months off your loan. Who thinks saving $169,000 off your loan would be pretty good? Anyone keen on doing that? Yeah, well, there you go. Just put it on fortnightly payments straight up. Now, do you have some cash? Do you have some cash? Most of you, well, if you work with us and you work with any of our coaches, you will they will make sure you have what's called a buffer. And where does that buffer sit? That's a cash buffer, folks. That's a cash buffer, savings or sometimes equity, but let's say it's cash buffer. All right, let's say you've got a cash buffer sitting around in your offset account and or you trade in and out of it. So let's just do a cash buffer of, you know, let's call it $30,000. $30,000. All right, let's have it. And you're going to keep that amount of cash in your cash buffer in your offset account at all times. Well, look at that. Saved you an extra 2 years off your loan. And now save $263,000. This is making progress, right? Making progress. Before it was 774, and now the interest is over 10 years and you're paying off your home in 22 years. This is pretty awesome, you know, and if you can, that offset account, when you trade your money in and out, like when you sit down with the team, ask them about the right structures for you to pay your home off faster. So let's do this. Let's say you buy some, let's say you start out and you start buying your portfolio and that portfolio creates some cash flow after tax. You know, many of the properties that you purchase will have some good cash flow. If you arrange them in the right way, let's say they produce some tax back and you've got some cash flow after tax. Well, let's do an extra payment. We're going to pay fortnightly here and I'm going to do extra $500 a fortnight, folks. It's $500 a fortnight. All right. As you go, $500 a fortnight. So look at that. An extra $500 a fortnight. And now we've saved $455,000 in interest. And we're now at 14 years. 14 years. 14 years saved off your mortgage. That's pretty damn good. That's absolutely amazing. So how else could we pay it off a little sooner? Well, there's a lump sum. Remember, you might buy a property. You might build your property portfolio. Over time, you might start out and you buy a few investments as you go along. Let's say you bought five. Let's say you sold one. You know, lo and behold, you made a profit and you sold one. Let's just do a lump sum payment of $250. Now, this is just a scenario. You can muck around with this. Here's the other thing. If you went in here and you go, all right, well, let's do, I can do $1,000 a fortnight. You know, there you go. You're pretty close to paying your home off in 10 years, 11 years. All right. So this is pretty good. So let's do 500 and let's just do a lump sum. Do a lump sum, 250 because I made a profit. Well, you sold your Bitcoin. Somebody sold their Bitcoin. And, you know, let's see what that looks like. All right. Lump sum year, year 10. Voila. All right. So interest saved. $493,000 in interest. You know, compared to 774, that's not a bad saving, right? What's that in percentages? It's pretty big. 60% or something, 60 or 70%. So there you go. That's how you do it, folks. That's how you go about doing that sort of stuff, right? Four ways you can pay your home off a lot faster, which are fortnightly and offset accounts. You can accelerate it way more with the offset account as you put your rents in. You got your rents and your wages and all that sort of stuff going into the offset account, and it sort of goes around. You set that up well, and then, you know, the extra payments. What the secret is, folks, what the powerful thing is, right, is that as you pay down, remember, as you pay down this debt, as you reduce this debt here, as you reduce that debt down, you get to draw up the investment debt and you accelerate the value, you accelerate your wealth by buying more investment properties. That's how we roll. That's how we roll. There you go. Anyway. All right, folks. Well, that's it from me this morning. Keep an eye out from your emails and your text messages. Like I said, we've got our positive property summit in the middle of the year, where we get together for 3 days with all of our members, and we're going to have a great time. We've actually got 12 speakers, 3 days of learning, fun, connecting, strategies, property game, you name it. It's pretty sweet. So make sure you get yourself your tickets, folks. You don't want to miss out on it. Anyway, there you go. That's it from me. We're done and dusted today. Wealth Coffee Chat over and out. Gone a bit longer today, but there you go. Hopefully it was worth it. All right, folks, that's it from me. Take care. See you tomorrow for another one. Till then, take care, folks, and bye for now. Cheers.